Yeet.
Yo, this has lubricant on it.
You're welcome in advance.
This is lubed up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I really have to pay attention because I can't hear nothing.
Oh.
So I really have to pay attention to who's speaking. You guys just let me know when my voice gets out of control. If I start getting too loud, y'all let me know though, right?
That's still not...
Yeah, honestly...
Because if I happen to get okay. a little loud...
We're getting there.
Welcome back to the...
We're at the mercy of Brandon right now. He could just screech into this microphone.
I love it.
They'll catch the blood.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Okay.
We try our best to demonetize ourselves within the first minute.
It always works.
It always works.
We're really good at it.
We are.
100% success rate.
60% of the time.
It works every time.
Helping Daniel. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel the Manual.
How'd I get here?
What's
Whoa.
Good?
Who am I?
Who put these headphones on me?
Welcome back to... Hey, you just woke up.
Ah, hell.
I guess the drunks didn't...
You're probably guessing where... What happened?
Yep. All of it.
And we'll get right into the podcast.
How do I... Do I sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound great. Just make sure to talk, like, at the microphone.
Of course.
Like, even when you were yelling, you were kind of, like, turned slightly away like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How's this? Hey, Mike.
Who's Mike?
I'm talking directly at the microphone.
I don't feel like you're feeling it.
No, it was forced. 100%.
And see, the audience can they can feel that.
You think so?
Let me
try
this.
Hey, Mike. Mm. Hey, Mike.
I had to break eye contact right there. That was pretty good.
Forced.
Yeah. Really?
I didn't feel it. I didn't even care.
You are good.
I didn't care what the mic said or thought about what I...
Sociopath.
You have a future in marriage, sir.
Nice to meet me.
It was a meat to pleasure you.
Oh.
It was a meat and onions.
I love how I can't hear my own gulps. And
but we all can.
But Cam is having a blast.
I'm having a great time over here. And you are too.
I sure am.
It feels like Cam had a blast earlier too, huh?
How's the lotion treating you?
It feels like it has lotion and Daniel concurred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my first time, like, playing with that. So I was like, oh, maybe that's just, like,
it's
grease.
Not.
Nope. Like, nope.
No, it's not supposed to be this way.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time here alone this morning. Just
oh, boy.
That came out weird. Just getting to know my fidget toys, trying them all out.
You know what? The peas was such a hit with Autumn. She was confused for the longest time.
But
like, I mentally heard her say, what the fuck? The peas one?
Where are you going?
Yeah. Every time I tidy, eat it. It just
what
keeps going away.
Fuck?
I've gotten these. Yeah. I've gotten like I'm telling the fans, by the way, not you guys all know.
Right.
I've gotten like a bunch of fidget toys. Fidget toys that I didn't know existed. Do you guys know some of these existed?
No.
Like this fidget pen?
Not until recently.
Not until the fidget spinner that I even think something like that happened. But now my world has been just wide.
You
widened.
Opened my eyes to.
You opened fidgeting. A lot of things.
Dude, they did. They opened my eyes. No,
yeah.
I'm pointing at the fans.
Oh, thank you, they.
You looked at Spaghetti Factory like,
oh.
What's a waitress?
What do they got going on over there?
They have good bread and good taste.
That place is ruined for me.
Yeah.
Really bad.
It's pretty gross.
Their Spumoni's good.
Their what?
Spumoni?
Their ice cream.
Okay.
Spumoni.
Hey!
Hey!
It's me, Spumoni!
You want some Spumoni?
Go with!
Is that really how they say ice cream?
No.
I think it's just a specific type of ice cream.
Oh,
I think
not
kind of like Neapolitan.
Yeah, Neapolitan, but it's like almond, isn't
it? And like
kind
of spicy a little bit?
No.
What?
Okay.
You
where
got
did
a bad batch.
Who am I? Where did I. What?
Well, we're
it's Spumoni. It sounds like I'm trying to say spam.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Or it's my money.
It's my money.
It's my money.
Yeah.
It's my money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock on.
I'm tired.
Welcome back to the ever-expanding universe.
Yeah.
We're back with your host, Cameron Maskey, Rainy Gloria, and our guest today is, against his will, Daniel Kesnick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
If we were good enough, I'd put in applause. We're not, so there's not.
Yeah.
It's always an applause in my head. Thank
it's
you.
Like we
Thank
can't
you.
Make our own sound effect.
Thank you guys so much.
I mean, I've personally made the noise fwah, 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 about 100 times on this podcast.
The least we could do is clap for our guest.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Ronnie.
I didn't
like that one?
I didn't hear it.
You don't like that one? Okay. Good.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Daniel. I didn't like that whatsoever.
All right.
No, that's fine.
Oh, Ronnie. I feel like you. The problem is you didn't put any effort into it whatsoever. You just said, like, you used your voice but called me Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie.
I felt it.
Hi, Ron.
Okay. Did you feel it?
I felt it.
What was it supposed to be?
All right. If I'm if I'm the odd man out.
Yeah, you are.
All right. Well, then I'll shut up. Mm-hmm. I must be wrong. You do what you are going to do.
Now, who's this, Ron?
From Jersey Shore.
Ah, yes.
Ah, Jacqueline.
I don't think that was a character. We're just guessing. Jersey Shore.
Oh, Jessica. Ashley.
Swoozy, baby.
Oh, Bert Sampson.
Oh, Bernice. Everyone's favorite Jersey Shore character, Bernice.
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 Hey, girls.
Hi, how's it going?
Beaver hormones.
Yeah, she's addicted to beaver hormones.
And horse tranquilizer.
It's hard out in the South Beach.
Gotta sling t-shirts all day. So how else am I gonna get by?
Share needles and sling t-shirts.
Did you guys ever actually watch the Jersey Shore?
Never.
Love it.
Heavily.
Never.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's addictive. Never watched it.
It's so good.
I literally don't understand the concept. I remember one time I tried to tune in and they were working at a shop, like an ice cream shop.
Yeah,
and
that's where they work.
Put her fingers in the ice cream, like, I don't know how to serve yet. And like scooped it into a friggin' paper cup.
It all checks out so far.
Okay.
It seems legit.
And then the guy was like, can I try and starting a fight with one of the customers?
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Again.
Do they just put each other?
Checks out. Yeah.
They put all of these douchebags into like a workplace environment, and then they watch it go to shit, and they move them to another one?
You literally
perfectly
just
described
it. Yeah, that's exactly how they pitched it in the boardroom,
I think
too.
That's the description of the pilot.
Yeah.
All right, listen, bro. I go about like 4 or 5 of my buddies, right?
One of them's named The Game.
We can't. Yeah. I was thinking, yeah. You know
the
what?
Game?
One of them is named The Game.
Situation,
but yeah.
Okay.
And we got a problem. No rent, no money, and we're gonna get kicked out. Bro, TV show. Let's work at the gelato place and then profit.
Can
profit.
You sell t-shirts?
Hell yeah, I can.
Didn't matter.
I just know there was a lot of tanning happening. There was
Gym
a lot of cabs
laundry.
Being called.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of
cabs here.
Probably steroids being used.
Well, we don't know about that. That's alleged. Well, hold on now. No, it never proven. Now, wait a second.
I never watched Jersey Shore, but I don't want to be on my high horse about it because I was a fucking slore for Jerseylicious, like that show.
Oh, what sounds like that?
Give us the description of that.
God.
It's Jersey Shore, but in a hair salon.
Okay, good.
It's literally the same thing. It's just bitches being bitches.
Literally, and the only way Jersey Shore could get better.
just put him in a salon because it was still a lot of tanning going on. Dogs were still dogs. It was
the cutting with their nails,
cut claws, and
bitch,
yeah.
I got my claws on.
Yeah,
you did not
I got my claws on, Tracy. If you want to spit on my face, I'll spit right in your face. And there was just a bunch of that.
And it cuts them and like
literally spitting in each
room.
Other's face.
Yeah. Confessional room, like. I told her I'd spit in a face, and I'm gonna spit in that bitch's
face.
And then it cuts to her spitting in that bitch's face.
Yeah.
They just, and then they're like, I said I was going to do it, and then I did it.
I got my acrylics on. Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
Our content is slowly going to transform into Jersey Shore. I hope you know that.
Naturally.
Naturally.
I think most shows gravitate towards being like Jersey Shore, and then they just stop before they get there.
What? Yeah.
Like that's every show.
Wait, all TV shows are aspiring to be Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm. And Breaking Bad was getting there, and then it stopped.
The
Office.
I felt it.
Lost.
Sonny literally directed a whole show to the Jersey Shore.
Bunch of cowards just stop halfway through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right when everyone starts tanning, they're like, we should stop filming, huh? Let's
cut it
right.
And then Uber took over, so no more
just
cabs.
Like right before they.
Uber's here.
The Uber doesn't
have
the same.
Ring,
yeah. Doesn't have the same effect.
Uber's outside.
Uber's here. No.
You're the only one without headphones on. Everyone can hear what you're saying by yourself.
Cameron.
Yeah.
These two knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Daniel.
Brandon, stop. Right.
Hey. Brandon, stop.
What's up, Lord?
Brandon, stop.
Cameron.
Brandon, stop.
The guy next to you?
I think Brandon's talking weird about me.
Brandon, everyone.
Why do you think that?
You're the only
wrong.
One who can't
hear
you.
Some weird
how you doing?
Oh, he's being very
why
cordial
did you
now.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Shh. Brandon.
What's with the hair?
I don't
Daniel.
Know.
Good to have you, bro. It's good to have you.
I can't be any less subtle than this. You won't hear me.
He keeps winking at me.
With both eyes.
I think that's just called blinking.
I'm tired.
One at a time, though, too. Like a lazy bap, bap.
It's a wave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was such an accomplishment when I was a kid.
What?
Winking?
Just doing that. And then I was like, whistling is next. Whistling never came.
We tried. Oh.
You peaked.
One or the other, honestly.
We still never do it sometimes.
I feel how the off blink, man. That was good enough for me, honestly.
You almost Jersey Shored.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You're already pretty dark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I sure am.
That's Snooki's voice, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Snooki's here.
Wow. That might be
it's nice to have you on.
Was that her name?
Yeah, Snooki.
Snooki and
Jay
Wow.
She's the short one.
That's a cookie.
Snooki?
Right?
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
Close enough.
Pazookie.
BJ's.
BJ's.
The restaurant.
I used to work there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Dish out Snookies.
I would dish out Snookies.
And Jay Wows.
And Jay Wows.
I don't like this.
I did not like.
How was this whole situation?
Oh, boy.
Whoa, watch out. Abs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I wish I knew one of the names of the people in there.
You got Ron. You got Jay Wow. You got Pauly D.
Pauly D.
Vinny.
Oh, God. There was a Vinny on Jerseylicious as well.
Oh, really? Same Vinny? Right?
I think Jersey's just filled with Vinny's.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, yeah.
I have 9 cousins named Vinny.
It's like,
oh,
the
God.
Most popular name in the world is Muhammad.
Have you watched that movie?
Jersey's is Vinny.
My cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
9 times.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Cheers.
Oh, that was a cheers moment.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I don't know. Cheers. To my cousin Vinny.
To my cousin Vinny.
Hey. Hey. Yes. Cannolis and such.
Yeah. Huh? Spaghetti noodles and whatnot.
Wow.
Spumoni. I didn't close my bottle all the
time. I will never get over Spumoni.
It's kind of spicy.
That reminds me of, what's the show Recess?
Oh, Spinelli.
Spinelli. Mm. That's what I've been thinking of this whole time. Ashley Spinelli.
Yeah, actually Spumoni is served with pigtails. Oh, no.
Like Maria the waitresses?
Gloria just spit her water everywhere.
The waitresses serve it with pigtails?
Oh, God.
No, it's like 2 little pigtails attached to the ice cream bowl.
Ugh. You grab it and like when you get the bottom, you just drink the milk.
Recess was such a good show.
It really was.
Recess, Hey Arnold, Cat Dog.
Top 3.
Oof.
What?
Recess, Hey Arnold, Cat
I've
Dog.
I've never heard of Recess. Just saying.
Really?
That's okay.
It was a good show.
It was on like,
no one freak out.
It was on like Warner or something like that.
No, it was a Disney.
Was it? It might have been actually.
Yeah.
The thing about half the shows, I don't remember if they were good or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know they were good because they were important to me, but if I watched back them, have you guys watched Shrek 1 in a while?
Oh, my God, yes.
Real bad.
Is it?
Real bad.
Don't do this to me.
I swear to God, it's really awkward.
Is that the one?
It's just there's too much breaks between lines and, like, jokes, and they're kind of the
no.
weird pause. Like,
the
almost
one
like they're
Firefly?
We rewatched it with Autumn, and we got enjoyment out of it because we took all the there was
I
a
got
part
enjoyment out of that
I
movie.
Had a shit ton
we
of
did
oh
there
my
was
God.
A
movie was good
there
God.
Was a part that he pointed out that I was like, oh wow, where he goes like this, he lifts his covers after he looks at the princesses and he goes
oh.
As a kid you never think of that.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Like
yeah.
SpongeBob's filled with that stuff where it's just
oh,
like
bet.
Oh yeah, I love
kind
that
of double tone jokes,
double entendre.
Yeah, that's so dope.
Yeah, that and watching it in Spanish. In Spanish, it's
oh
vulgar
God.
As all hell.
Whole different animal.
It's a whole different. And in Spanish, it's not a kid's movie at
Shrek's
all.
It's just like, chupa la verga.
Might as well be.
Oh my God, Shrek, calm down, please. In the English version, you did not say that at all.
Right?
Wait, so does he still do like a Scottish accent, but with.
Ooh,
all speaking
oh my
Spanish?
God. Question.
Kind of.
Can we hear what it sounds
oh,
like?
Yeah.
I want to. I want to get
brain.
A clip.
No, babe.
Huh?
This is hurting my brain.
I don't have any of my. I don't have anything.
So Scottish.
I'm afraid to type in Spanish.
Donkey.
Shrek.
Donkey.
Burro.
No, I just remember because he said "No manches, donkey," like stuff like that, and that's my shit. Yeah.
I also expect it to be like very low resolution too. I don't know why.
I don't know. They don't say like rayos, like not like that. It's like funny stuff. And then instead of I know, and instead of saying in the morning I'm making waffles, he goes, voy a hacer tamales. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking.
¿Quieres chorizo?
¿Y eso que se supone que es? ¿Es un rico o azucarito? Es muy cuco y es igualito que tú.
Pero en plan feliz, es una fiesta alegre.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Que por mí de contento.
That's right.
Oh, voy a sacar a pasear la húmeda.
Ya
que no está haciendo nada. That's not the one.
This is from like Shrek Forever After.
Oh, no. Shrek 1. Shrek 1 in Spanish.
So yeah, get them clicks in there.
Hell
that,
yeah.
That good ASMR.
Shrek 1, película completa parte 1.
Good job.
Thanks, appreciate it. 4 years of Spanish, I can't speak a lick. But man, can I cheat off my friend? Oh, the whole thing, huh?
Oh, this is like the opening scene.
Había una vez una encantadora princesa. Pero estaba condenada por un terrible hechizo.
Maria Gloria is climbing to the side of the table just to gather around and listen to Shrek in Spanish.
La habían encerrado en un castillo.
Yeah, there it goes.
So, do they think somebody was told me in
Spanish?
Shut up. No way. That's Shrek's voice.
No, that's not Shrek's voice.
Yeah,
who's it? He didn't say it.
I think it's similar to Shrek.
They're singing in
the Oh no. Oh, this is the scene with the Osos.
I want to hear Donkey Dog.
Cinco chelines por el juguete poseído. Llévenselo.
¡A ti, por favor! ¡No me dejes con él!
Siguiente, ¿qué me traes?
Señor, yo traigo un burro que habla. ¡Habla, burro cabeza de chula! ¡Dura más parra en China que...
¡Wonka!
¡Wedo!
¡Oigan! ¡Puedo volar!
¡Puede volar!
¡Puede volar!
¡Puede volar!
¡Así es, tonto! Ahora soy un burro que habla y vuela. ¿Han visto cómo su dinero vuela? Pero su dinero vuela, pero a que nunca han visto cómo un burro vuela.
¿He's making plans?
No, he's going in.
¡Atrápelo!
That just All sounds you... like I'm working at the restaurant and they're like trying to figure out how to how they want the steak cooked.
Accurate.
It's 100% accurate.
Accurate.
Like, there's no accent there.
1000%.
Like, why would... That's weird. I've never thought of that. Why wouldn't there be an accent?
Yeah.
If in English they do a Scottish, why wouldn't they do in Spanish
Or at
Scottish?
Least another, like, dialect of Spanish? Like, rather than, like, Mexican
to me.
Spanish, he does, like...
I don't know if that's offensive.
He does, like, Chilean Spanish.
Or Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Like, every culture can do accents. Like, we have an accent. People do our accent all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't someone speak Spanish do a Scottish accent?
When
I'm sure it exists.
Oh, it's because, I guess, people speaking, like, in a Scottish accent are speaking English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not speaking
the
Spanish
The thing is,
words.
When I went to London, there was a lot of Peruvian people mm-hmm. there, and they spoke Spanish like I speak Spanish, mm-hmm. but the second they spoke English... It was with an English accent because
right.
that's how they knew English.
Oh, okay.
Not even joking. It was the titties.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It was cool. I got asked if I was Peruvian a bunch of times because I just picked up the
accent. Just a bunch of Peruvians over there.
I was being facetious. I started speaking in a British accent too, and they were like, oh, are you Peruvian? And I was like, yep.
indeed, chap.
And then immediately it just goes into yeah. hardcore Spanish.
She's a
Crikey.
Faker. Crikey, mate.
That's Australian.
Wrong. You're a faker.
Governor.
Been spotted.
Shit.
Fish and chips.
That's a good question. I'm still thinking on the accent thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit. Fish and chips. That's a good question.
Good question.
Both.
That is a good question, right? So I feel like every culture has accents about every other culture, but do they do it in other or their own languages?
Well, yeah, because
well,
there's still dialect. Like in America, there's like Southern.
What if it was like a movie was being made in South Korea and they were making fun of North Korea?
Right.
Because they have different dialect
mm-hmm.
of Korean. So they would obviously...
Like amplify it.
Amplify it to be Northern Korean. Because it's Korean, it's just accented differently.
There is different British accents, and that's something that I
that's true.
Like, definitely found out.
It's like SoCal and NorCal. Hey, what's up, dude? Welcome to NorCal. Hella, dude. I hella love it here, dude. Hella love it.
And I love it here in SoCal. Our accents are so different.
Oh, dude. Completely hella. Different, dude.
What
I
is that? I don't understand a word you're saying, bro.
I say hella, and you say, hella.
Hella, hella, potato, hella, potato. Hello.
Run that by me one more time. I couldn't hear you, bro.
I don't know why you say hello. I'll say hello.
It's like you're speaking a whole different language, brother. I have no idea what you're doing.
Oh, I was just asking why you use the bathroom, Mom.
All right. I guess you could use the banyo.
Please.
That's the banyo.
That's a nice story, boy.
That's a real nice story.
Anyone have any idea? I dipped into Australian real hard there. I don't know how I did that.
Where's your organic kombucha oil?
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Where's your CBD oil, bruh?
It's almost like we're challenging ourselves to be less understood sometimes.
Yeah. That's just me on a daily basis. How little can I enunciate is my question.
Mine's how fast can I talk
right.
where no one can understand me, even myself.
Have you guys seen those videos where people... It's like what English sounds like to non-English speakers.
Those are
super interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're speaking English, but it's like... You can't tell like where certain words begin and end.
And then they just make up gibberish words, but the inflection of the sentence is like, yeah.
It's like fascinating.
It's like my mind is like, that means something. I just don't know what.
Yeah.
This is honestly something I feel very passionate about.
It sounds like a bit like
it's my
like
favorite
Eastern
bit.
European.
I wish I would have come up with it myself.
This is just I mean, it also is just really, I think it's supposed to be comedy. I don't know. But also it's just really informative because this is true. So I feel passionate about because it's something like you don't really think about. Our brains can't really think about that in a sense.
Right. True.
Because we can understand that we don't understand German, right? But we don't know, like Germans don't understand what their language sounds like to us because they know their language.
Yeah.
It's weird to hear our language make no sense at all.
Because
honestly, English sounds like a bit like Russian, like when you don't listen to non-English speakers, like a little bit.
I don't understand English.
Are you loading the sketch?
Yeah, press play. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready at home?
Get ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm caught in the mic.
Woof.
Cute in French for the first part, and I'll skip past all the artsy stuff.
It's very French.
And it's obnoxious in English.
It's perfect. It's perfectly set up. I know it's meant to be comedic, but it really is.
I think it's hilarious.
Oh, I agree. But it's also like everyone meant from like out America says this is exactly what it looks like.
It's so true.
Here's lace. Want me to have a lot of that?
Sure. Love. I bought you like 5 rounds of eggs and poor nation.
Sounds good.
It's like softcore porn.
A little bit.
It's all right to be awkward on the watch today.
Oh?
Yeah. That dolls a ring on her face. Can't brave that Maury album, John. Did you stop by the love lock call?
Yeah, I come by the next ring. I played that Privatium by the wrong front line today.
Oh, the Raisin Man with an Ash Marine? Don't for me you agreed that, Trajan.
No, her station is trapped. I mean, why the crest soldier for the Magdalene Nation? It's further grad to my Chosen.
It's so
that's college kids.
Wow. Right. Dude, that's insane.
I think that's really crazy. I remember I was waiting to get picked up once from the office, and we had a kid who had just transferred from Chile. And he was calling his parents to get picked up. And I did not understand him for the longest time. And then I realized, oh my God, he's speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Did you pick up on certain words, though?
I picked up on the last few, which was, okay, vaya pa. Mm-hmm. But the first, I was like, what? And then I spoke to him in Spanish. And then when he spoke back at me, I was like, he was speaking Spanish the whole time. And I did not understand it. And it was different.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of like with this. Where English is such a hard language to learn.
Oh, yeah.
They'll hear clips. Like, if you're learning language or if you've been around, like, if you've been learning the English for long enough, you'll pick up on certain words, but also we blend our words together a lot.
It's the hardest language to be conversational, like, in community.
Because there's, like, a difference, too, between, like, when you learn it and, like, the video's just like, pistachio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you use it in real life, it's like, oh, can I have a pistachio?
Yeah. Pistachio.
Yeah.
Pistachio. Or like you say, that is one heck of a lot of books. Or you say in real life, you're like, that's a hell of books, dude. You know what I mean?
Also, the other one was very grammatically correct, too. That is one heck of a lot of books.
That is one heck of a lot of books. That's where it came from, right?
Repeat after me.
Heck of a lot.
That's one heck of a...
lot of...
Heck of a lot of... one word? Seven.
I like a... do... de cha-cha. Like a sissy girl.
Oh, boy.
What?
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
I'm a grown-ass man. I will do the cha-cha however I please.
Cha-cha, real smooth.
I'm trying to think of the other thing he says. And my tiny little nipples went to France. That's what it was.
Lanolin.
Lanolin. Lanolin.
Unique New York. Unique.
I love that sketch. It could have been. It's whatever the girl was.
Oh, this right here?
Phenomenal.
Oh, my God. It's crazy seeing, like, yeah, I've always been really impressed by the actors in this sketch. Oh, if you want to find it, it's called How English Sounds to Non-English Speakers on YouTube. I've always been really impressed by the actors in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird having to say these nonsensical lines for an entire 4 minutes, probably shot for 4 hours, and be like adamant.
The confidence.
Have you guys ever seen that video, just to warp your mind a little bit more, where there's slides and it's a blue slide and it says blue and you're supposed to go along with it. Blue. Yellow is typed in yellow and it's on a yellow slide. And then they start changing it. They put black on a yellow slide.
Okay.
And it's the weirdest thing. By the end of the video, it speeds up and you're supposed to keep... I think it's called like the challenge of like how good you can coordinate vision with like what you know.
Interesting.
Reading with what you know. And it, you're supposed to call out the title.
Right.
What the text.
Rather than the color of the text.
And the color of the text is different. And you're still supposed to say the color. But your mind wants to go black. It's so fucking weird.
In my car, I have the fun party game version of what you just described.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Fuck the Card Game.
Really?
I'm dead serious. And like, it has a bunch of different cards with different colors and different words on them. And there's only like three rules. They're very simple. They're like, you pull one card from the deck that everyone pulls from, then you pull one that says like what your objective is. Like, okay, and you can't think. You just pull up and be like, all right, read the word on the card, read the color on the card, read the back of the card, and like the one rule, you can't say the F word, but fuck is written on like, I don't know, 20 of them.
Oh wow.
But then also like, if it's a really curse word, you have to like mouth the curse word. There's like three or four rules.
I've always liked games like that.
Yeah.
It just piles on rules.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I love that.
Reset the camera.
Oh, Liddy.
Here we go.
Ooh, I cracked my jaw. That felt really good.
Finish him.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. I don't have dental, dude. What the fuck, man?
Same. You know what? No, I'm fine.
More I'm good.
You just crushed my jaw. I'm okay.
I'm fine, dude.
Nope.
Uses two sides to cut his head off, and then takes his ribs, rips them apart.
Yep. A Mayan temple falls on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think
you know what?
I'm okay.
My wisdom teeth taste great.
Have you guys ever been dropped on your head, like...
When I was a baby.
Do you remember it?
No, my mom just likes to tell it to me all the time.
Oh. I was dropped on my head once by my brothers, like legit, like...
Oh my God. Just like
that?
Held upside down.
And I remember it to this day, it being like the scariest, worst pain, because it didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. It just sent a shock through my whole body.
Oh my God.
That's like worse when you're like, oh, I didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
I can't move my legs.
Yeah, and I remember feeling like... pins and needles the rest of the day.
I just don't feel love
I
for
was
my
like,
mother anymore.
I was maybe like 5 or 6 years old. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, that's not a good age to just like not experience pain. Just like tingles and like, oh, wow.
And I got reminded of it because Autumn is so focused on being able to do a handstand in the room right now. That's all she's been trying to do. And I was like, I want to support you so bad. But at the same time, it's like,
well, that
don't
that,
do that.
That and twerking.
Yeah. I hit my head. Now I can't see blue.
I can't see the
Mom,
color
you
blue.
Taste purple in here? It's pretty pungent to me.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, me and my cousin were building like a, what's it called? Like a sheet fort, I guess, like a blanket fort.
Yeah.
And
like
then
a fort.
And then I tried to weigh the blanket down with like a radio, like a portable like radio.
Ooh.
And I was like just sitting under it. I'm like, forts all done. And then the radio just slides off the dresser and like crushes my head.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It was one of those old like 90s boomboxes.
And now you're like a savant artist.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, up until that point, I was just
I could taste colors.
I didn't know graphic design.
Yeah.
But immediately I knew Adobe Premiere after that.
Whoa.
So developed savant syndrome.
I had the urge to hurt animals a bunch, and then boom, like I like art. Oh, here I am, world.
Now I curate the fuck out of art.
More people should hit their kids.
It just took a radio crush in my head to do it.
No. I'm trying to think of like the worst thing that's ever. No. Oh, I got glitter in my eye once.
Oh,
that
Jesus
sucked.
Christ.
That's a nightmare because glitter doesn't get out of anything.
No, it sliced my eye.
No, what, kidding?
No joke. Mm.
And did you get out ever or is it still in there?
No, my mom had to take me to the doctor and they had to put like this.
The like blue dye thing?
And then I had to wear an eye patch.
Glitter is that bad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, fuck glitter.
Oh, hell yeah.
How are your pants, by the way? Is there still glitter in some of the creases?
I washed them. Still, and so now anything I ever
I
wash
has glitter
on it.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah. Not even my washer can get glitter out of it.
It's the world's water
glitter
supply.
Glitter is the herpes of the crafts world. It's the worst. Mm.
I think I found it. I
figured it out. The algorithm.
Something similar happened with my eye. I was working a side job for like a home and garden show. And we had to go to Home Depot like day before the show to like get potted plants or some bullshit. And like there's like a mild storm going on. It's like borderline a hurricane.
Okay.
A mild storm, borderline
okay,
hurricane.
Maybe mild hurricane. But
there
a
you go.
I had that switched.
In a storm way.
Right.
Yeah. It was like one of those storms where it's like the wind's blowing hella fast this way and rain's coming down like the opposite direction.
Oh.
And then like we were just like on our way to the car. I was with like the lady. It was like all under the table, by the way. I was like 18.
Oh.
And then so like me and my friends are like with the lady like putting like the plants into the truck. And then something just flies into my eye. And I can't open my eye for like 10 minutes.
It was a fence post.
No, it was.
It was a stop sign.
It was legit like a piece of like bark or like a sliver of wood or something. Mm-hmm. And then like we like drove back to like the site. And like this was like the last thing that we're doing before we're going like back to our hotel. And then I'm like, oh, like work itself out.
What a cool kid. I'd be bitching, dude.
Dude, well, you're so smooth.
Well, and then. And then after, like, an hour, it didn't come out. So then we called, like, the lady that was, like, my boss for that day.
Under the table?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my friend's like, yeah, Daniel got something in his eye. And we were just, like, asking, like, about, like, because this was in, like, it was a couple towns over. It was in Dixon. So we're not really familiar with, like, the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just asking for, like, is there, like, an urgent care or anything that she knows of that I could go to? And then she's like, whatever you do, don't tell them that you were working. And... yeah, because like she was more concerned about getting in trouble.
Than yeah, because she would be liable.
Yeah, and also her husband was like a sheriff, which was interesting.
Huh. Oh,
and her full name was
yeah.
Oh.
It was crazy though.
A bunch of details about this woman. There's
no,
probably,
honestly,
I'm guessing only one sheriff over in that town.
Dixon, California.
Well, to be fair, they weren't from Dixon.
How long did it take you?
Where were
you?
To be fair. To be fair, her name was
like
Donald Rumsfeld.
It was by the time like. Because I went to the urgent care, mm-hmm. and the closest urgent care was in Davis.
Uh-huh.
So then there's just a whole bunch of college kids like getting their stomachs pumped.
Of course.
at urgent care.
Of course.
And so like I had to wait a while to get seen, and then I got back there and like they put like the little dye, like eyedropper thing in my eye. And
to dilate your eye.
What is the blue dye?
The dye is just so they could see like where cuts are.
Yeah.
Mm. So if your eyeball's cut, like it'll show blood.
That's really.
And then
cool,
also
actually.
Like under mm-hmm. like a UV light, I think.
Yeah.
That's nifty.
Yeah.
Do they sell that?
Maybe to medical professionals. I don't know about just
over the counter?
Yeah.
Walgreens? No.
They showed me. Mine was cut in like almost a perfect triangle.
Oh,
it was from all the blinking and stuff. So
it just like cut out, like it carved out like a triangle.
Yeah, they were
eye.
Like a Illuminati.
What do you mean
yeah.
it looks cool? No, keep it then.
I'll fucking keep it.
Like, I know it's so insensitive to say that, but I'm like, it's kind of burnt tired there. It's kind of cool. I was kind of like, I would do that.
I just remember my dad coming home and being like, "Where's my little pirate?" And I was like, "Fuck you, Dad."
Wow.
Fuck you, Dad.
Who's the cute little Jack Sparrow?
Where's my second favorite dad?
Right?
Oh, Jesus.
I go heavy.
I'm sure. I'm sure that had like no weight on your psyche whatsoever. Yeah. Dad just roasting you every day when you came home.
Dude, that's my dad though.
Who's my cute little cyborg?
My dad doesn't
for no reason.
My dad doesn't refer to me as his daughter. Ask him. I am always a boy. That's his noun for me.
Oh,
like,
I thought you
hola hijo. Hi, son. You're my least favorite son. El.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. There's just so many better ways to go about that.
Love you, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, good looking out, Pops.
I got you this mug.
He has me on his phone as the adopted one.
World's most eye, Dad.
I got him a mug that says that. World's most okay, Dad.
You're almost there, bud. You'll get there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, keep trying.
Yup. I look exactly like him, but he has me in his phone as the adopted one.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a power move.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Power right? play, Dad. Well
you came
played.
Out, and he came out swinging.
Oh, yeah. Keeps me on my toes.
Maybe he's trying to make you better.
Yeah. He's trying. Oh, that's why. Because he refers to you as a boy, but he's trying to man you up.
Maybe if I yell at her enough, she'll grow a dick.
I always wanted a softball player.
Yeah. Sorry, Dad. I could barely run in track. What way do I go? The track is a circle, Gloria.
That's true.
What are the odds? My father's calling me right now.
It's a 50-50
shot. Answer it on the podcast. For everyone, Brandon.
No, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do that.
You have nothing to hide, right?
No.
He said in a believable tone.
No! Me, anything to hide? No.
You start speaking in this high, almost broken Chinese accent when you're lying.
Oh, okay.
That's not true.
I went kind of for a Spanish.
You guys remember that? You guys remember that part of Shrek? I forgot which Shrek it was, but it was. They're doing the Mission Impossible thing.
Oh, the pigs?
No, the and Pinocchio's like.
Oh yeah.
I'm not wearing ladies' underwear.
Yeah. The first one, right?
It's a thong.
It's a thong.
And then they keep getting him to lie. That's so good.
Oh God!
Shrek was
iconic.
Shrek was good.
Iconic.
Yeah. Shrek 1 was iconic.
Oh
and
yeah,
that's what I'll give it. I watched it again recently as an adult, and it's just as far as movies go. There's so much dead awkward time between lines. Like they say a line, and they're almost waiting for like the kids to stop laughing.
Oh, like it's kind of like
they planned it.
Yeah.
Right. Or like sitcom, like laugh track.
Except no laugh track, and you're sitting there going, "Oh wow, okay."
I want to watch Cat Dog then. I just remember Cat Dog being so good.
Cat Dog was awesome.
Cat Dog was the shit. Like, it was good.
I've double-checked recently Cat Dog.
Oh, good. Intense. Good. Thank God. I remember the Cat Dog movie and being like, what the fuck? But then being like, okay. Like, y'all really went for it. A ginormous ass. Well, the mom was a big-ass monster, right?
Yeah.
And then the dad was like a little ghoul thing.
I'm like, dude, you guys, like, you gotta respect thing?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I don't know.
You guys remember him from the Powerpuff Girls, the devil?
Oh, yeah.
That thing was so,
yeah
the
the
first.
Powerpuff
was it Mr. She?
No.
No, the devil was a lady.
But his name was him. But or its name was him.
Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls.
I can't do it.
Was that the first non-binary
terrifying.
Character we saw in, like, cartoons?
You know what? I think I read some BuzzFeed article on
Legend.
That.
Legend.
That's so lit.
Yeah. Just like the Flintstones was the first thing on television that showed a man and a woman laying in bed together. That was
really?
A Flintstones.
I thought you were going to say something about swingers.
Racy stone.
Yeah. I like how prior to that, it took a cartoon for that to happen.
So yeah.
Like,
right?
Just on like I Love Lucy or something, he's like, Lucy, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
And then they go into their
separate rooms.
I'll see you in the morning.
This is how we live for some reason.
Man, that was such a good show.
I Love Lucy.
That's a good time.
No. Oh. Cat Dog was cool. Powerpuff Girls was cool. Dexter
was rad.
Dexter was, oh my gosh, Dexter was funny.
Dexter's dope.
Mandark.
Yeah.
Dee Dee.
Yeah.
I was
trying to get sister's
get
name.
Out of my laboratory.
Yeah.
I still say Dexter's laboratory instead of Dexter's laboratory. I know I'm sounding like an idiot. I don't care.
You're gonna die on this hill.
Right.
What was that?
You're gonna die on this
hill. I will die on this hill. I promise you.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage
it was cool, but if it was daytime.
Dude,
Billy and Mandy was dope.
You guys heard, like, you guys know this, obviously, right? Like, the idea behind Courage Cowardly Dog.
Yeah.
Like, he's a very small dog, so he sees everything as, like, a monster.
Mm-hmm.
So, think about, if you go back and look at all the monsters throughout the entire series, like...
Oh, they're just, like, kind of mundane in reality.
Like, yeah. One is literally a mailman.
Right.
And then he's a small dog, so he thinks they live in the middle of nowhere. He's an outside dog.
Muriel.
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 Yeah. I don't remember.
I just remember that asshole old dude.
Eustace.
Eustace,
what was the woman's name? Oh, remember
Eustace, you bitch!
Remember that episode where they turned Muriel into a baby?
Yes.
She's like, more macaroni.
Oh yeah.
Less cheese. I forgot she was like German more or something. Cheese.
Yeah. I like how this just turned into us doing accents. Something like that. This just turned into us doing accents. And I love it.
That's all it ever is, really.
Beautiful.
I heard it. Oh, you wanted more macaroons. More macaroni. Oh, but he's a small dog. He lives in the middle of nowhere. And he thinks he lives in the middle of nowhere, but he's not an outside dog. So he thinks he lives in the middle of nowhere, but really it's just in a normal house, like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And like one of the biggest monsters is like a vacuum monster. It's a friggin' vacuum. He's a small dog.
This is honestly how I see the world now. So.
I know. That's what Courage is showing you.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Dogs. We all got a little courage. There's a little courage in all of us.
There's a little courage in all of us.
I'm more like a coward little bitchy dog.
Right. I'm aware.
Daps, dude. Not so hard next time, man.
Sorry.
I can get tetanus.
Sorry, dude.
Tetanus.
A tetanus player.
I love a good game of tetanus. Let me tell you right now.
I gotta work on my shot.
Serena Williams? Tetanus shot.
What do you mean?
Nice.
Oh.
God damn it.
How do you mean?
Yeah, explain. Oh, shit.
No.
Well,
you put the cube down.
You've gone upset the poor boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's coming back with vengeance.
Oh, no.
He's sweating.
Oh. You were gone for a quarter of a second.
Yeah.
And he's back.
I thought about what I did.
Just rage.
He has mercy on us today.
Peasants?
What's the most recent cartoon that... Oh, dude. Adventure Time.
Adventure Time, solid.
Adventure Time was my jam for one character. Oh, no. You know what? Two.
Bimo.
Fucking
love Bimo.
And LSP.
LSP was pretty rad, too.
Dude, LSP was my jam.
Jake is so tight.
Jake is also rad. That whole show's dope.
It was a good... Yo!
What'd you say?
You guys remember the episode where... What's Jake's... the girlfriend...
Fiona? Oh, the unicorn.
The unicorn thing.
Oh, my God.
You know, she... What does she speak? She speaks, like, Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they put the voice changer on her, and she goes... she goes into a straight, like... cigarettes
like
farmer is the farmer in all the peaches farmer's in mad going from like the cutest little Japanese boys to the farmer in all the peaches the farmer's really mad.
That's really good.
That was one of the best written things I've ever seen. My God.
If you like that show, I have a really, really good one for you, and I highly recommend it.
Okay.
The regular show.
No.
Okay.
Chowder?
That too. No. Any more guesses?
I don't watch TV.
Flapjack.
Perfect. No.
Okay.
It's called Over the Garden Wall. It's available on Hulu, and it's by the same creators, and so it's similar animation style, but more beautiful.
Okay.
Like, it looks very...
Like, kind of artsy?
Like, very artsy, 50s style, like, very simplistic, but, like, it's so well done. The whole season is insanely good, and once you start it, you can't stop it. It has, like, cute little, like, 50s music in the background, but, like, really well. It's all done by some band that's actually kind of local, believe it or not.
Interesting.
And...
What's it called?
Over the Garden Wall.
Okay.
And it has every character of the sun. Like, Elijah Wood is, like, the main...
No way.
Yeah. Mm. And, like, the little brother. It's a brother and his little brother. And you don't get any information, but you, like, go through each... It's kind of like Courage the Cowardly Dog, in a sense, where, like, each episode is, like, completely unique and completely set to, like, one theme and concept.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's all tied together in one pretty bow where everything's explained.
It's like D&D.
It's like D&D. It's honestly, if you really want to talk about this, every single goddamn adventure show is like
the
D&D.
The first ever episode or thing I watched of the Adventure Time was LSP just say, Musa. Musa. And she was trying to say Melissa.
What?
But you know how she has like the thickest, it's a guy doing her voice, and with the thickest valley girl right accent.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. It was kinda like, perfect. Yeah. Musa, I have to go.
Monty's Space Princess.
Yeah.
Oh, the lumpy. Oh, yeah.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, she was running away from home.
You haven't seen the show, have you?
No.
All right.
I'm just going to enjoy it off camera.
It's just like that. It's literally what Daniel just said.
You're kind of still in the shot if you just lean your head back a little more.
A little more. Keep going.
Especially your hand.
And you want to keep going a little bit more.
Yeah.
A little further back.
Take it back. You can just keep going a little
couple
more.
Inches.
There we go. Beautiful.
Oh, boy. That is not going to end well.
I don't want you to do that. No, no, no.
Brandon, you can't die off camera.
Who was that?
That's our first phone call, you guys.
Uh-oh.
Answer it. Nope.
Stop talking about me on this show.
No, Cameron. You have nothing to hide.
You have nothing to hide, Cameron.
Oh, he just shuts his laptop immediately.
No.
Why's your phone face down?
Huh?
Oh, boy. Your phone is already cracked.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to crack some more.
Don't bang my knees.
I'm actually really worried it cracks more. If it cracks anymore, it will just lose the glass on top of the phone.
I thought you had another phone.
I have two other phones, but they're not, like, hooked up to, the internet.
The interwebs?
They're for, like, recording. And, like,
That's so baller,
and, like,
dude.
I know.
It's
just yeah, I bought this iPhone X just so I could record
problem.
My dumb videos.
Content creator flex.
Yeah. You use, like, an iPhone 5C for your, like, daily phone, but you bought an iPhone
X. I use the iPhone X for photos.
Yeah. Oh, this is my TikTok phone.
This
yeah.
is my Snapchat phone. This is my Grammy Gram phone.
Yeah. Oh, Candy Crush phone, where are you?
Weather App phone, where art thou?
That would be sick if you were just, I don't know why you would ever do this, but just a thought. Just if you got, like, yeah, if you got flexy enough and made enough money where you could just find the best version of each phone and the best thing for each thing, like, oh, if you want to play a game really well on your phone, this is the best phone for it.
Yeah.
Best processor. Buy that phone for just games. This phone has the best picture ever. Like, the Pixel has the best photograph ever. Mm-hmm. Take that. And you have a fanny pack or a back. No, you have a backpack full of phones.
Where did this go? Okay. Like, where's the fanny pack going?
And then you're just, like, hanging out with Bowser, right?
Right. Naturally.
And Bowser's, like, surfing.
Okay. Why'd you make that face at me?
Surfing.
I read somewhere, and I'm pretty sure it's a joke, but I was like, I could also believe it, that Jay-Z buys Beyonce a new car every time she runs out of gas. And I was like,
no way.
God.
No, I that's honest. That
man.
Would
before you say nay, David Dobrik buys three of his friends' cars every goddamn week. And
twice a week.
Twice a week. And he's a content creator.
What?
David Dobrik?
Yeah. I
misunderstood
know,
or didn't
I know
hear.
His name.
Yeah,
but I know his name, but I've never watched his videos or anything.
Oh yeah, no, watch one of his vlogs. I promise you, I don't
care
for
him. Is
it
just insane? Like,
well, I mean, most of it's like him, and he has like this harem of little friends that, like,
right.
live in the same house, live close
like,
by,
kind of like Team 10 or whatever. How
yeah,
Jake Paul has that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ugh.
How dare
I love
you?
I love you making an analogy, but no.
I'm gonna say his name on this podcast.
That's really fucked up, actually. Are there any Jake Paulers out there, D? What a prick to name. To first of all, don't name your fan base.
Yeah.
They name themselves. Second of all, don't name them your name.
With ERS.
With ERS.
What's up,
Cameron
Damascus.
My Cameron Damascus. That's obnoxious. I don't know. Do they have parents?
No.
Got it.
Well, actually, wait, hold on. They do. Have
you
seen the video with his dad?
No.
His dad's, like, in several videos. But there's, like,
a dad.
They have a dad. It's a.
He's just dead in the eyes.
It's a very bizarre video. Where, like, they blindfold their dad, and it's, like, they have their friends, like, kiss his dad, their dad. And, like,
what? The flip?
Or either that, or they blindfold, like, a girl, and his dad, like, kisses her. It's insane.
Is that how you get 19 million
oh.
followers?
It's
oh,
insane.
God.
What the hell?
Cameron,
when, on your own time, please look this up. It's insane.
No, I'm not going to do that. It's, like, unconsensual bullshit.
Well, I mean.
On both parts, honestly. Also, how old is his dad?
Dad age.
And
like
how old are his friends?
Like
friends age.
19.
They're old enough, really?
It's gross.
That's really disgusting.
Yeah. And
especially
then they,
the other way around, too, by the way.
Yeah. And then they're just, like, cheering on, like, their dad. They're like, yeah, go dad.
Ugh.
Get that.
Like that
oh, God. Yeah, don't. Don't finish that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Get after dad. When they're playing, like, 7 minutes in heaven, spin the bottle, and their dad's in the circle. Oh, what you kids playing? Just come sits down. Oh, my turn, I guess.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but Jay-Z is a billionaire, so.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess when you have that much money, you can do whatever. You can get your dad laid. I'll get my dad laid.
No, the thing is, when you have that much money, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
But should you?
But why would
you? Yeah.
Pick one of those things, be your father, make out with your friends.
That should be, like, honestly, the first one on my list to not make it happen.
You can do anything, and you chose that.
In fact, if I had that much money, the one thing I would ask for is for my dad to stop making out with my friends.
You could literally, like, go buy a monkey. mm-hmm. and like you film that for a day.
You could buy a city and then burn to the ground if you want to. Hang out with it.
You could have a jetpack.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I want to buy a city, man.
That'd be rad. Fill it with dads who kiss friends.
Did you guys hear?
Just a bunch of dads. Try to replenish.
I forgot which. Jeez. I forgot God. Which state it was, but some state passed like a gay law. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Ooh. But a really
you heard it here, folks. This podcast name is Gay Law.
It's gonna tie in. But it was a very homophobic law, mm-hmm. and some like millionaire bought a city
oh, yeah.
and named it Gay Hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No. Yeah.
And the whole city just flies pride flags.
It's a
yeah,
Mr.
That's
Mr.
So good. Year.
Isn't
honestly,
that great?
If all the communities that you would underestimate to be hella like petty,
yeah.
the gay community is not the one to fuck with.
Right?
No, no, no. You're asking
way.
For
yeah.
it.
They will go out of their way to live in gay hell.
Yeah. Jeffree Star retweeted it
so
and
dope.
Is like, I'm gonna build jobs in gay hell. Yeah.
I'm
gonna create the biggest economy in gay hell.
That is so rad.
Isn't that the coolest?
No, it's badass. It's not Mr. Incredible. It's another YouTuber or something. Oh, wait. Who told me about him? Oh, Sam told me about him. Mm-hmm. He's a guy. This guy's like really friggin' cool. He does a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. He got the alt right to sponsor him by convincing them that he was like a gay hater. And then he just made an entire album just like bashing them and like
that is
like,
so
pro, like
just using their money to fund like
oh, yeah.
the
gosh.
Agenda that they like preach against.
I
oh,
Sam,
yeah.
was, like, Sam knows all about like this guy's done like 15 things that are absolutely incredible. Oh my God, he met the president like fucked with Donald Trump somehow like
so
really
dope.
Aggressively. Like
it's like have you seen like those Vice videos where that guy like sets up like fake like restaurants to get like the number one rated restaurant in like the city and stuff like that? Those are really interesting. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it's like that. It's just like an elaborate way to like fuck people over. Have you not seen those Vice videos?
No.
There's like this guy, he's like a writer for Vice or like a videographer or something. And he does these things constantly where like he's from like I think London.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wanted to make like he wanted to run the most like successful restaurant in London.
Okay.
So what he did was he converted his backyard into like a pop-up like hipster restaurant. And then he like made all these fake reviews.
Okay.
To like fuel it, and then like people just started like they wanted to be like the first like
yeah
people. And like he was like making like the menu was so fucking ridiculous. He like served people like cereal on toast and
oh
like
my
yeah
God.
And just like the most like
dude
ridi- and the
hipster
and like all
the
just
house.
To, like,
and there and everyone like was like
yeah.
wow
just
oh
to
my
like
God.
Prove
the
how like pretentious
complex.
People are
so innovative.
And then like he shut it down like after a week because it got like
look
it got
at,
like voted like the
look
best
at yourself.
Oh yeah,
like look at yourself.
That is so dope.
That's what I want enough money to do.
Yeah,
yeah. He
exactly.
just like went out of his way to prove that everyone's like a pretentious asshole.
Exactly.
God,
it's so true though.
Yeah,
I hope he took a like a list of names. Cause of course, they made reservations.
Yeah,
to
like
kind of thing. And
just
and
look
just
at the Yelp reviews.
That
was
the
like,
whole episode of Sunny too.
That was the thing too. Like they had like they ended up actually like filling a reservation out through like. A year.
Oh,
within
my
like
gosh.
The couple weeks that this place was open.
Even
yeah.
after they're so pretentious, even when they find out it was all fake, they're like, well, do I still have a reservation?
Yeah.
I told everyone I was getting this reservation.
I want my Cheerios on Sara Lee toast, god damn it. Mm-hmm.
Like his ingredients were far more like ridiculous than
on
that.
Top
that's
ramen
like just
and
the
ass.
Most
like you would never guess how much ass would go together.
Spumoni, hella spumoni.
Ooh, spumoni has a top note of ass.
The flavor complex is astounding. You wouldn't
what
think.
What year is the spumoni?
What year is this? Oh,
ass.
I can't say it.
Ah, close. One day.
It was a good one. I wanted to say it.
Aw. You almost spurred my ear and I'll say
sad.
It?
Sad.
Hmm?
You almost spurred my ear and I'll say it? I hate when your jokes go to waste because then I forget to
he
ask
has
about
the best story that he'll never be able to tell. But I'm so
no,
happy
day.
I lived it.
One day he will.
But I'm so happy
no,
I lived it.
No, never one day.
That bad?
It's I don't have to curse. Telling it.
No.
Oh, then say it.
I cannot.
He can.
I will tell you.
It's so bad, I don't need to curse to make it.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no,
going to
leave it for the imagination.
Yeah.
I can tell you guys podcast. After.
Okay.
But I'm afraid you're going to bring it up.
I will never. Come on.
I don't know if he's not.
It's a beautiful story.
It's very beautiful.
It's
their lines in the sand. You know,
it's the greatest story.
Yeah.
And I tried to figure out a way for him to be able to say it, but there's
maybe
no way.
Maybe he could paint like an analogy. Maybe like come up with like a
no. Maybe Shrek.
Paint it.
Yeah, maybe Shrek can remake it in Spanish for you.
Yeah, maybe.
I think Shrek 1 already did.
Oh, where's this
great.
Going?
Yeah.
What do you do with a donkey?
Not
a donkey.
Drop buttons. I'm so, like, really uncomfortable. We'll wait till after the podcast.
It's an uncomfortable story.
Oh, okay.
It's based around being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I love being uncomfortable.
Welcome
to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
I left, Nathan for you. Just because, like, that.
Ugh.
Yeah, have you ever watched it?
Yeah, of course.
How are you going to say you like being uncomfortable and not?
I was joking. I was being so facetious, dude. I hate that. I hate humor where it's just like, ugh. I hate people who go out in public and just make people feel as uncomfortable as physically possible.
I hate that.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong with you? Like, what? You're rude to someone's
That's
day.
That's real cringe. I don't like the YouTube version of that where people, like, prank.
Even if it's
well
done.
Experiments.
No, I love, like, Nathan for you. That shit is so good.
If it's well done, it's even worse because people think it's real. And
That's
they're
even
like
better.
Wow. A lot of opinions here today. Welcome to the Ever-Expanding Dudeverse.
Kind of like that a guy, I guess he was on Vine. He kind of had a thick accent, but he was, like, in the front of a plane.
Hello.
And he's like, I got a banana. Like, real loud.
That's
Oh, this guy,
that's cringy.
Funny,
that's the
saying,
Asian
like,
guy
who's
not funny.
The Asian guy who dresses like a nice, like his nice outfit, like buttoned up suit, he lives in New York and he stands in the middle of like a really crowded like sidewalk, waiting for everyone to turn green, and he just puts on his headphones and starts screaming Beyonce as
funny,
loud
though.
As physically possible.
I don't like that.
There's no joke there.
Of course not. Well,
but
do you guys remember the show Trigger Happy?
No.
You guys just reminded me of the guy who like would carry around a huge cardboard cell phone. I'd be like, hello?
That's pretty funny.
Hello?
See, that's funny.
Yeah, that's
like
comedic.
We come
from
the
90s,
so like, you remember big heads were like cool as shit to
those
us?
Those giant sunglasses?
You guys don't remember Trigger Happy?
No.
It was on Comedy Central.
What is big phone? Oh, big phone!
Yeah,
phone.
But it was huge, and he would just go, hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
It's like an Amanda Show sketch.
It was such a beautiful sketch, because he did it everywhere. I think he did it like inside a church once.
Oh, God.
It was gorgeous.
Amanda Show was ahead of its time, really.
Oh my god, honestly. Yeah. It's Totally Kyle.
Totally Kyle.
Still reminds me of you.
Yeah, buddy.
Still reminds me of you.
Of Daniel?
No, you.
What? Really?
Totally Kyle reminds me of you.
Yeah, you're very.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
Kyle. That's a good compliment, Cam.
Is it really?
Take that.
Yeah. Isn't, well,
and stick it up your pooper. That's a good compliment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to take that. With a grain of salt,
and then stick it in your pooper.
And stick that alongside with that, and a pipe you can smoke it out of.
Righto.
I'm making a lot of weird faces at you today. I apologize. I don't know why.
I've been enjoying it.
I think sometimes to us being so close, I can make weird faces to you guys, but we're so far away, you won't get the full like brunt of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking around.
I feel so disconnected from this whole podcast. I'm not getting the faces. I don't hear anything.
You don't even know what's going on. Oh, I guess. Yeah, I'm
you
also like
switch seats?
Being hella quiet. Yeah, you want headphones?
No, we're done.
Oh.
It's an hour.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know, right on time because my pee pouch.
And the camera just stopped.
Excuse me?
Full.
Oh, boosh. Good timing, guys. All
right, Daniel.
Daniel, do our outro.
Lead us out. You literally make up whatever you want.
Shout yourself out. Tell them where you find you and say what you're working on and like something meaningful that they can take away with them.
Spumoni.
That's all I want to leave them with.
Everything at Spumoni.
At Spumoni.
Well, please don't look up Spumoni.
If you do so feel inclined, I make artsy bullshit. If you want to follow that, it's at gelato.com.